We've also attached, for your reference here, the cash flows on TID 7 and cash flows in TID 5. There's no comparisons there to compare to the preliminary planning, but with the lower cost of financing, those have improved some from our estimates that we had a month earlier. Ultimately, then, included in this document is the rating credit analysis that Moody's prepared, beginning on page 11. If you have not had the opportunity to see this prior to this evening, I would suggest you take the time in the next day or so and review this. It talks about the credit strengths of the city, any challenges that you have, the factors that could assist in upgrading your rating or put pressure to downgrade that rating are identified there. Some things you certainly do have control over, others are more the tax base and the economy, but your reserve funds and your operating reserves and some of those types of things are certainly things you can control, and you should be aware of those and cognizant of those as you make financial decisions. And the last schedule in this document is just to give you an indication of where interest rates have been. We talked about this when we were here a month ago. This is the last 12 months on a 20-year bond indices, and you can see that we're near the bottom of that 12-month period. So timing-wise, this was probably a pretty good time to especially take out the permanent financing on part of that note anticipation note. So a lot of information, a lot of numbers, but happy to answer any questions any of you may have.
Before we do that, Moody's report on page 11, I forwarded to the Common Council the Moody's presentation that Paul and the finance staff put together along with Mr. Liberta that we gave to Moody's. Then if you look at page 14, where it has a first paragraph commenting under management and guidance, this statement relates to your oversight, but our staff, where it says city management is strong, employing reserve policies and long-term capital planning, and a formal policy to maintain governmental fund balances. That's a big thing for Moody's, and thank you to the Common Council and the finance staff for continuing to take a look at that. We've sat through, I've done, what, four or five of these bond meetings, and it's the two analysts are getting to know Franklin pretty well. And every call we have with them gets more and more familiar and less complex, and that's a compliment to our staff, so I lay that out there. Our bond rating for the public is one of the highest you can get for a city our size. So questions from council?
Make a motion to adopt awarding the sale of
$12,360,000.
Oh, that's right.
It was lower.
$12,360,000.
I'll second.
Madam Clerk, needs a comment first, and then the city attorney.
If we could just, for the record, make note that Alderman Mayer has left the meeting. When there is a bond sale, our office prepares a series of documents following it, and the reflection from the roll call to the vote will not match. So just want it noted before each of these motions that Alderman Mayer is absent.
Okay, Madam Clerk. I'm sorry, Mr. City Attorney.
Just with regard to the mention by Ms. Gunderson of funding for tax incremental district number 5, just a couple points that were reviewed by the Director of Finance and Treasurer and also Special Counsel. Within the Second Amendment to the development agreement for tax incremental district number 5 that the council signed, well, the city of Franklin signed off on last month. With regard to disbursements, there are four conditions pre-disbursement. One is that the developer provides guaranteed maximum price contracts for the public improvements. The remaining public improvements provides two proof of funds to complete the projects, public improvements. Three, proof of project ready incremental development, and also that, number four, the city's inspecting engineer or architects shall have reasonably approved the disbursements. With regard to proof of project-ready incremental development, the development agreement provides in part in that condition that the developer has been issued building permits for such projects to evidence that these are that these projects are proceeding. Noting those first two conditions on guaranteed maximum price contract and proof of funds to complete, which will be reviewed by the Director of Finance and Treasurer. The special counsel did note the fact, which was brought up by the treasurer, that with regard to building permits for the Mosh building, currently the understanding with developer is that developer is ready to, in building and governmental terms, pull the permit for the Mosh building, but that would be in exchange, essentially, when the draw is paid, so it's an exchange. And with regard to the Lux building development, the developer has pulled a foundation and footing permit. And upon review by special counsel, after developer's counsel opined that the entire negotiation of that particular provision and moving the project further was satisfied by current circumstances. And special counsel for the city concurred generally with that analysis and conclusion that the developer has substantially complied with the requirements for the permits under these facts. And therefore, after meeting conditions one and two, I would think the funds could be dispersed for the council's information.
Mr. Rothenberg.
Just as a clarification for that, with the what the city attorney had to say, his comments are consistent with a conversation I had with him within the last several days. I spoke with the building inspection department earlier this week, and both permits that the city attorney are referring to are still in the building inspection department, waiting for the developer to come and provide checks for those permits. But the and I also spoke with the finance director for the developer this morning, giving him the results of these bond sales and reminding him of the four conditions precedent, and so that he could make sure that that happens before any funds are released.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. Any other questions for staff? Microphone's on, guys and lady. Push button. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. We move on to G3, which is a resolution awarding a sale of $2,320,000. That's the number I had. Of GO promissory notes. Mr. Rustenberg.
So this particular bond sale is a general obligation tax exempt issue. It is a note as opposed to a bond, so because it has a repayment pattern that is less than 10 years. This particular issue is being provided to fund capital improvement projects as previously outlined in the sale authorization activity back in June. And again, this was done by competitive bids, of which Ms. Gunderson from Ellers & Associates can describe the results thereof.
Thank you. Again, Mayor, this dollar amount has been lowered as a result of today's sale. So the resolution that was provided by your bond attorney today and the sale day report is for $2,285,000. So when you consider action, it will be for that lower dollar amount. Is for 2019 D series. Again, at 10:30, we took bids on this. Same rating, a AA2 on the issue. We had three bidders with BOK Financial Securities out of Milwaukee as our winning bid. Our difference between our high and the low was a little closer, $10,000 was the spread. Again, Montrose Services serves as your paying agent. There is a call provision on the notes as well. The notes, we did have what is called a premium bid, where the underwriter bid a premium, which is funds in excess of the par amount of the issue. That premium can be used to assist in downsizing the issue to the extent of the underwriter discount. Any excess needs to be deposited in your debt service fund, so it reduces the principal or the interest you need to support with levy. There's $80,648 that will be deposited in your debt service fund as excess premium. We were able to downsize the principal of the amount of the overall bond issue by $70,000, hence the reduction in the amount considered for authorization. Page 3 has the bid tabulation as well for this issue with BOK Financial at the winning TIC of 1.7%, 7.1%. Baird out of Milwaukee and Northland Securities out of Minneapolis were our other two bidders on the issue.
Question for staff. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2019 awarding the sale of $2,285,000 in general obligation promissory notes series 2019D? Put your microphones on.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Item G4 is a resolution authorizing officials to accept a conservation easement for Star Trucking.
Second.
Alderman Nelson made the motion. Alderman Barber seconded. Neither having the mics on. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is standards and findings of decision of the City Franklin Common Council on the application of William Bodner for a natural resources special exception.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I have a concern with us moving toward using the word mitigation for street trees under 15-4 of the ordinance. It's the intention is to keep a woodland area intact, and a woodland area in a young or mature woodland has layers, a ground layer, a shrub layer, and a canopy layer. And what we're doing is we're using the word mitigation according to page 188 on the Environmental Commission's recommendation. There's a mitigation of 6 trees. Mitigation is not, that's not the legal term of mitigation, especially under our current ordinance. Under the circumstances and reading this and understanding what the layers are and the woodland quality, I'm not going to oppose this one, but I would really strongly caution this continued use of compromising our natural resources because we don't want to fund the street tree budget. So there are 50% of the people in this community, I believe, from my representation, that enjoy the city's natural resources. They're the other 50% that would like to see development. And I think the natural resource mitigation process allows us to keep both. And we should just fund the street tree budget if that's our intention, is to just put in street trees. So no objection to this current one, just a big caution for the council.
Alderman Dendra.
Mr. Mayor, I just would like to make a comment regarding that item, because the plan, the recommendation came to us from the Environmental Commission. The plan committee, commission decided to, made a request to make it a little bit more open, okay? So not just restrict the mitigation to Ernie Lake, because there are plenty of trees in Ernie Lake proper. And so we wanted them to be able to have flexibility to work with staff to see where, if we do need some mitigation outside of the area, that would be in that area leading into it, that we'd be able to, they'd have that flexibility to do so. That was the purpose of what we did there in plan.
Yeah, let's not get into a debate. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I just think that the term mitigation is not being properly applied, and I think some research on what mitigation is and the definition and the intent of the ordinance should be thoroughly researched for any future decisions like this.
Alderman Taylor?
And I don't disagree with either Alderman Dandrea or Alderwoman Wilhelm. I think the bigger issue, and still something that we probably never really have wrapped our arms around, is what do we feel is valuable in this community? What do we want to protect? Because there are a lot of clumps of crummy trees, you know, just garbage trees, and that, to me, it's like developers have to go through hoops because of something that just grew up in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, because birds take a crap and then something grows. You know, but then what are the actual areas that we want to protect? If we could somehow say this is an important feature, because you're both right. Like, if that area has, I mean, does any area have enough trees? I mean, you always can use more, but I mean, there's areas where we can probably be better served to solve for this problem, to let this good development happen. At the same time, using a term mitigation this fast and loose, it does. Doesn't have the same weight. So I think that's where Alderwoman Wilhelm's getting to. So I think we have to somehow say this is what's important for us to protect. These are our natural resources that are valuable, and these other ones are just some bird doing its work.
I would suggest it's tree compensation, not mitigation. Okay. Alderman, mic's on. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6. Review and consideration of proposals for quarry services. Alderman Wilhelm. Or is there a motion to approve?
I'm fine with just approving the motion to accept the quarry survey services as outlined in the proposal from, and it was Lynch Associates were the only one that responded, and that amount is $6,400 with the proper signatures on the city agreement and any funding adjustments addressed by the next meeting of the Common Council.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Taylor and Dandrea both voted aye.
I'm loud enough.
Item G7 is a waiver of conflict for Von Breesen and Roper.
Second.
Mike's on. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 is a pay plan structure for the police department supervisory staff.
Second.
Discussion. Mark, item on. Alderman Nelson.
I seconded it.
I made the motion.
Oh, you were doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was that instead.
Just because there's a number of us that couldn't wait to jump on it, so.
Well, this was part of my amendment, so obviously I wanted to make the motion.
Yeah.
No.
You want some?
Chief, you want to just take the win?
I'll take a vote.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chief. Thanks, officers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
G9 is fire station alerting system update and authorization to spend $6,000.
At your place, we did receive the proposal from Starfire. And I've placed it at your places.
So can you? I know. I think there's a couple. Once again, this is only a two-page memo. So you're obviously you've listened to some of my critique over the last few months. So can you summarize it real quickly, like where we're at? Cause I know I missed the citizen comment period when the union representative showed up and expressed his frustration in that. But in our conversations, you said here's. This is not as simple as we all think. So can you just very briefly show us that we're moving towards this, that we're,
yes.
You know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel type
so
of situation?
The company that has designed a system for us designs where their system should be installed. And we can buy the product from them directly to save ourselves sales tax and things like that. But there's still substantial cost in installing these, and they become fixtures in the building. We wouldn't take them with us when we left, and therefore statute requires really without any question that project be bid out. The firm that sells us the pieces and gave us a design on how to install them, they're not electricians. They don't go and install them for you. If you pay them to, they will use a subcontractor and mark it up for you. And in some states, that's legal. Here in Wisconsin, it shouldn't be this way. So we tried to investigate why it seemed like it had happened that way. And basically, we're able to get everyone installed in the state and determine in every other instance it was either bid out as part of a new construction of a building, it was bid out as a system as a whole to which any manufacturer could bid, but our department wants to narrow it to this product, and we can go buy our own things and then bid out the installation and still be compliant.
So that's what we're doing.
We're buying our own product because
the department wants, you guys want this equipment. They've been researching it. They want this equipment. So we're going to go out and buy that equipment, and then we're going to bid out the installation.
Right.
They obviously thought there was a different way of doing this, which is now, which is fine. I mean, but that's what's taken some of this time. Plus, we had other things on the table.
In some states, they could have done it. And even some communities in Wisconsin simply went to the manufacturer and said, hey, give us a PO to put this in. And they may not have been as aware of
the
statutory requirements.
We have a city attorney that's keeping us honest.
Yeah.
Right. So are we? So we're going to bid this out now?
Yeah. The union had, and not just the union, the department had worked with one of these installation contractors to come through and, you know, basically said, here's what you need, here's where it needs to go. He probably knew the other things that had to be in place, the cabling, the wiring, and things like that. But the document he provided us was in no way detailed enough to put out to bid that way. So part of that is why it's taken longer. I agree with Mark's assessment of the process. So this
so you need a motion to so Starfire is going to do the development. They're going to basically plan everything, then we'll take that and bid it out.
We'll attach those specifications then to the
I'll make that motion.
Yeah.
Second.
That's for I saw it here, $4,800.
Yeah. Yes. I will note that the project has sufficient appropriation, so that $4,800 is for the core project. If we have to, he was supposed to include an hourly price where if we end up having to have him do a second review with staff or anything, there could be another few hundred dollars that get added on, but there's overall appropriations.
Okay.
So if you approve the contract, it gives me that authority to keep it moving.
I mean, I think everybody's, for the entire time, I think everybody up here, the mayor, all the aldermen, Mark, I mean, I think everybody's wanted this to get done. There just were tasks that he had, which goes back to the amendment that we passed in the budget so that we can get to everything in a more timely fashion. And that's where the conversation between you and me and the chief started, which led to the amendment. So, I mean, there's nobody's been trying to not do this. There's just other things that were in the head of the list. And now we're getting to this, and it's going to be done.
With respect, it's a very complex system with a lot of features and a lot of moving parts.
I just don't want anybody to think that there's anything nefarious that we weren't trying. And we all wanted to be done. Okay.
Well, and there will be other contracts that come with this. We'll bring in the request to purchase.
Sure.
We'll have to have a contract with the company that does the maintenance of our PD computer dispatch system, because these two have to speak, and they're going to charge us $12,000 to connect the two and do their
own. And I fully expect
there's going to be lots of pieces. Right. We'll just keep it.
And I fully expect there'll be unanimous votes, and the mayor will sign it the next day. So I'm not worried about it, right? You know, that night. Yeah, I mean, I think that's how serious we all want to see this happen, and we're on the road to get it done.
See, what's really happening here is this gives the chief and I something else to talk about rather than this.
Exactly. That's right.
And, by the way, I don't fault the firefighters for bringing it forward, because they don't have the perspective of this, and now they're learning it.
Right.
Everybody's better for it.
Exactly.
All right. There's a motion. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, the council action sheet is not correct. We should do an option to opt into a class action settlement regarding Lostrin and Monastrin drug costs.
Okay. Motion to approve then.
Opt in. I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Oh, no.
Aye.
We need 10, Your Honor, too.
Well, let's finish this
one.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is a request to Common Council purchase Motorola APX 5500 radio for the new engine 111.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You ought to go see that engine. It's the fire guys did a great job on it.
I'll come in. Which
it's
one?
At Station 1.
Right. At Station
1,
definitely.
All right, I'll do it.
They did a great job on this one. G12 is a set of public hearing regarding proposed amendments to 92-9 of the code for impact fees for exempting public schools and other things. This would be set for January 7th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye, Your Honor.
Motion carries. G13 is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2018-2345, an ordinance adopting 2019 annual budgets for TID 5 to provide $3,200,000 of additional appropriations for infrastructure assistance and a $4 million refunding of the 2018 NAN.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Tanner.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, no, 1 absent, no abstentions. G14 is an ordinance to amend 2018-2345, adopting the 2019 annual budgets for the Sanitary Sewer Fund to provide an additional $15,000 of appropriations for software.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. And because he's been a good boy tonight, we'll skip over H and move to I-1 licenses.
Yes! Your face, Paul. All right. Otto, approve with a letter. Albert, Cower, and Marinas, approve. Panga, hold for appearance. All the rest on the front page.
Easy for you to say.
Are approved. St. Martin's of Tours approve, and then St. Paul's Lutheran School approve pending updated insurance.
Second.
That's my motion.
Madam Clerk, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The microphones are off, but that's okay. This one, turn them off. Okay. Is there a motion? H1 is vouchers, is city vouchers ending a date of November 14th in the amount of $4,356,388.97, and payroll dated November 8th in the amount of $390,161.88, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $210,479.39 plus city matching payments, and payroll estimated for November 2nd in the amount of $429,000 payments. This is estimated payroll for November 22nd, $429,000. Payments and various deductions in the amount of $421,000 plus city matching payments and property tax payments with an ending date of November 14th, $7,640.39.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries.